Tess, g'day.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, Tess.
How you going?
Good, thank you, my dear.
That's good. Ray, I read your article, your little snippet in the Daily Telegraph today, and it just, I'm still very angry. My family are angry, disappointed in our judicial system, and I just thought I'll give you a call. I'm a first-time caller, so I'm a bit nervous.
You're right, love.
And I just thought, you know,
I think I know you're talking about the attack on
Fatty Tabor, James Ian Longworth.
Yes. And for people who haven't read, I do a column on a Friday in the Telegraph, and I made mention of this in that column today. And I said I spent plenty of time criticising the judiciary for bizarre decisions in inadequate sentencing, but our jury system sometimes yields questionable results. This week a jury decided, despite graphic video evidence, which we've all seen, there was no intent in the coward's punch directed at security guard Fatey Tabor by James Longworth. He was found guilty of a lesser charge, will be sentenced next month, and the attack has changed Tater's life forever. That's what I wrote, and that's what I meant. And for the life of me, I can't understand how a jury, Tess, could watch what I've watched and say there was no intent.
We were gobsmacked. We couldn't believe it. We thought it was guilty all the way. We were confident.
When you say we, you have a connection
the
with
family.
Okay.
We thought guilty. You know, it's in black and white. Actually, it's in colour. It was perfect.
Yes.
You could see the clench of his fist. You could see him looking around. You could see he had every single intent to hit him. A father of four, he works hard. He works 7 days. And then to have that, well, we're absolutely gutted. We're gutted. We're scared with the sentencing day, whether he's going to get a slap on the wrist. So I just thought, you know, I'm going to ring. And
well, that's very good of you to ring. So the family gutted, the family can't extend it. Let me tell you, Tess, that any reasonable person, be they a jury member or not, who wasn't moved by the colour video that you refer to, and just to explain it, and you've seen it, and I don't wish to revisit and upset you, but is it your brother we're talking about? Or yes, your brother. Okay, so your brother is polite by the example we see, refuses entry. There's a bloke in a football jumper, there's another bloke, and there's this criminal, Longworth, and they're refused entry because of the state of inebriation, I assume.
And they got it right. He was drunk.
He was drunk, so he's turned away. They go outside, they have a discussion. Two of the three say, OK, we can't get in, let's go somewhere else, or let's go home, let's do it. This grub, Longworth, stands there for a period of time, and then all of a sudden, when your brother turns his back to address another person, he king hits him, coward punches him from behind like a dog.
Yes.
And the jury, despite seeing exactly what you've seen and I've seen and many thousands of others have seen, decided that it wasn't intentional.
I can't believe it. I don't know what they were looking at. I don't know what they were looking at. Clear as crystal.
Anyway, love, we hope that you get justice when His Honour decides the penalty,
yes.
But all I can do, given the frailty of the court system, is keep my fingers crossed, but I can't give you any assurances.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on.
Thanks, Tess. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. The
sister of Fatey Tabor, who was attacked by this mongrel dog from behind. And I've got a couple of emails from people saying, oh, look, you don't understand, he's a really nice bloke. I don't give a bugger. He can walk little old ladies across the road for the rest of your life. One bloke wrote me and said, oh, he went to school in some fancy private school on the North Shore of Sydney. Oh, an exemplary student and all. I don't give a bugger. I've got to be careful what I say here, but I couldn't really care if he was a Boy Scout for the entire part of his life. You look at the video, the other two blokes accept the fact that they're drunk and move on. This low dog waits until the poor fella's got his back turned and launches, and this is the other part. It's premeditated. He thinks about it, then he does it. You know what he does as soon as he king hits him? Runs away like a cur. Sprints away. Just in case someone else might grab hold of him and give him a tickle up. He could have killed that poor man. He's changed that poor man's life. Anyway, as I said, there'll be a sentencing matter before the district court, and hopefully the judge will do his job, as the case may be.